It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
Wildcat News, 728 and 19 degrees. We have two guests in studio for Wildcat News today. We have Jenna Hazelhoon and Ryan Fetters in studio. Good morning. It is Principal Director of Curriculum, all around, like, sickness checker person. What's the official title? I always forget.
Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Assessment.
That.
Yes.
That is a big title. That means a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And school year's going well for you?
It's going really well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a good year so far.
What are some takeaways from the first half of the year? I guess two-thirds.
Yeah, I think at Meese, we just are constantly reminded that kindergartners and preschoolers come in at very different levels, and they always show so much growth at this time of year, and it's so encouraging to see as teachers, principals, administration, and any staff member. It's very encouraging.
How many students do you have there?
We have about 140 students.
140?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of little rugrats running around.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is cool because they're so influenced by, you know, they're the teachers and the people around them and all that.
Yeah, so. They are.
And you have roundup scheduled for March, I'm guessing.
We do, yes. We have, we're doing something a little bit different this year. We have preschool and kindergarten open house actually scheduled on March 17th. So normally we have a preschool open house, but this year we're adding kindergarten onto it so families can come in and just see the building, do some activities, and ask any questions that they have about preschool or kindergarten. And then we will have our regular kindergarten roundup on March 20th, that Friday, where parents will, if they're new, they'll drop their kindergartner off for half a day, and they get to do some activities and meet the teacher and just kind of stay without their parent and get to know the building and teachers and other classmates that they'll go to school with.
I think it would be great if on March 17th, the kids coming in were all dressed like leprechauns. Wouldn't that be great?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, just, I mean, parents, I'm just throwing that out there, but wouldn't it make everybody's day?
Yeah, it would just lighten the mood a little bit.
Sure. It's like the Lollipop Guild in The Wizard of Oz. You know, you get all these little leprechauns running around. Yeah. That would be cool.
It would be great. You know, we have a lot of fun at Meese, so I think everybody would probably be on board with that.
Sure, sure. And a phone number for people to call if they need information.
Sure, yeah. We've already had people calling and asking questions, and we did send out some answer to some of the questions yesterday. But you can call 515-332-3578, and our secretary, Brittany Ganoff, will answer any questions that anybody has.
Yep. Shout out to the administrative staff up at Meese.
Yes. Yes, she's been phenomenal.
Yep. And anybody else that you want to mention? How many teachers do you have up there?
We have about 10 teachers, and they're all willing to help answer any questions that anybody has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all great.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. I want to give you proper time. Anything else that you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Roundup is the big thing coming up, so mm-hmm. come out and see us, even if you're just asking questions or want to see the building.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I guess this is our last interview for the balance of the year. So have a good one. Enjoy the last third of the school year. And
thank you.
I really do like the little leprechaun idea for Roundup. I mean, seriously. I mean, you picked the right day for it. It couldn't be better. All right. Ryan Fetters is in.
It's nice to be here. Olympian medal winner, Pat Kohler.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was going to make an exception for the interviews, but, you know, it is what it is. Boy, you've got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah, we're pretty busy down at the elementary, that's mm-hmm. for sure. The good news is that makes time fly, right? When you're having fun, it goes quick, and been a really good year. Like Jenna said, the first two-thirds have gone really fast, but we've seen lots of good growth and lots of student progress and lots of celebrations for sure, too.
Okay, so takeaways from the first two-thirds?
You know, we focused heavily on, you know, not to get into the nitty gritty, but like our math intervention system this year at the K-4 level. And we just completed our mid-year testing. We saw a ton of great progress and growth throughout that. We started the year at 78% proficiency on our fall screener. And then, you know, we analyzed the data. There was a diagnostic. We dug into student needs, and then we gave the mid-year assessment in January, and we were at 84% proficient K-4. So saw a 6% jump, and, you know, anytime you get into the 80s, it's a celebration, but getting into the mid-80s, it's phenomenal at this time of year. So,
congratulations.
Yes, thank
That's
you.
Great.
That's a good testament to all the teachers' work, and there, I know there's a lot of parent support that goes into that, too.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that. Yeah, the teachers are working hard at that, and so are the students.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Almost every single one of our students comes to school with a great attitude, and they want to work hard and do the best that they can, and absolutely. So
it's fun to watch them grow.
It is. It is.
You get to know them. They're almost like your own kids. I mean, they are to a degree, you know.
Yep.
But what events and activities do you have planned then for the now through May?
Yeah, we've got a lot coming up. Next week is conferences, so that's always a good, you know, time of year for us to connect with parents and share updates, and, you know, if there are still interventions in place, share some of those things. Those are next Tuesday and Thursday, the 17th and 19th, and those start at 2:00 and run until 7:20. We have 2-hour early dismissals each day there. We do have a full day of school on Wednesday today and next week. So just a reminder for any parents listening there. And then, yeah, no school next Friday as a result for that comp day.
Do you have school this Friday?
No, we do not. That's a professional development day. So right. 2 Fridays in a row off.
2 Fridays in a row, but today is a full day.
Yep, today's a full day mm-hmm. as well. So no early dismissal.
Yep.
Correct.
I ran into one of the bus drivers and they said, full day of school today. I'm like, it was just random. And I'm going, all right, well, yeah, I figured it would come up. But
makes sense in the context of things when you look at it that way.
Yep. Well, that's good. So progression, you've had great progress at Taft. How many students do you have at Taft?
We have about 340. So.
340?
Yes. Yep.
So, man, that's a lot of little kids.
We actually, you know, we're a few less than we had been just due to natural, you know, we've had more students graduating and less starting, you know, in kindergarten the last few years. We did have, 2 years ago, 425 kids in the elementary building at Taft alone. And that was full. And that was before the addition was put on. So mm-hmm. we were packed in and sharing spaces and making the best of things. But yeah, we've got plenty of space now and it's been a good thing there.
Good. Any building projects coming up?
You know, we've seen a lot of improvements at Taft since I've been here in the last 6 years. We've updated almost every classroom with the ceilings, the lights, the floor. Cabinetry's been our big project we've been finishing up. So, you know, we're kind of at the point where paint is one thing we've got to continue to, you know, cycle through because that's a lot to paint a building all at one time. So you do it gradually. And then also just keeping our furniture on a rotation, like student desks, student chairs, teacher desks and chairs, kidney tables. Trying to order all that to replace 19 different classrooms at one time is pretty spendy. So if you do a section a year, it kind of builds itself over time and you're staying ahead of that giant bill coming after you. So that's really about the biggest thing on our radar this summer. So
sure.
You know, those two additions that they put on in the last 8 years have definitely served us well and are being put to good use.
Good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. It says a lot about the district and the teachers and administration and school board. I mean, you know, again, you got to have the vision.
Absolutely.
And then it's everybody on board.
Yep, we've got a very good supportive school board that, academics and on the facility side of things that they've seen and, you know, backed a lot of great improvements in our district over the past few years.
Perfect. Are we missing anything?
Oh, not. I don't know. I just had a few dates coming up in March, just to mention, but nothing too crazy. Yeah, we're on March 12th, we're actually having a brief assembly at Taft, and we're including Meeson on that one. We received a grant this year, and we're bringing in a program called Ned's Resiliency Ride, which is a national program that focuses on teaching students to never give up, encourage others, and do your best. They do it kind of through an interactive presentation for about 45 minutes and have a yo-yo theme to it. So the great news is that every kid is going home with a yo-yo. So all those parents that are listening with preschoolers and kindergartners and first graders, they're going to learn to yo-yo and it'll be great. So.
Yeah. Were you, do you yo-yo?
I do not. So neither I'm going to have to learn right along them or alongside them that day.
Sure. Yeah, it's fun. I always ended up hitting my brother in the head with the yo-yo. I don't know. I was trying some new moves.
I'm sure that was accidental, Pat.
He kept saying, totally accidental. He said it was on purpose, but sounds like a blast. That's a lot of fun. What day is that again?
That's Thursday, March 12th. We're doing that.
Sure. So. Yeah.
And then, toward the end of March, we've got Literacy Night coming up. Trying to remember, Jenna, maybe you know, the 19th or 26th. Don't quote me on that, but we'll get some communication out here as we turn the corner in February. But our PTO puts that on every year at Taft, and it's a great night where we open up our building and we have parents come in, and you know, there's a book walk where they can get some free books, lots of literacy activity stations where they can learn, hey, these are some best practices you can support your child with at home. We throw a few math games in there, and there's always a free will donation meal included as well. So that's generally a big turnout we've got there. So that's coming up at the end of March too.
What is the last day of school? Do you remember?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot. And that's the Friday right now.
25th, 26th.
It's the Tuesday. Yes. So the Tuesday after Memorial Day right now. Mr. Murray is probably listening right now. Like, gosh, these guys don't even know the calendar.
Well, no. I mean,
it's just ever changing right now is what it is with the winter we started with.
You just shared a lot of details, a lot of dates. So I'm in your corner on this one.
No, you're good. Students are Tuesday the 26th, and then we have two staff days after that right now.
So. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, very good. Well, congratulations to both of you on what has proven to be a very successful two-thirds to the year. We got another third left, and the best to you both and to all the students, parents, and staff.
Yes, we appreciate it, Pat. Thanks for your partnership with the schools and for having us on today.
You bet. Jenna Hazelhoon, Ryan Fetters, our guests on Wildcat News. Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.